I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's military has made good on its promise. President Mohamed Morsi's been overthrown. Military leaders also suspended the controversial constitution hastily drafted by the Muslim Brotherhood. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says whoever steps in has to deal with mistrust and broken promises.
The people of Egypt need to be shown we're making progress on this. I think a lot of what's happened in the last week is frustration.
Egypt is on the cusp of a new direction.
We need to pray about the future. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray that Egypt's people will be protected, both Christians and Muslims.
Next, July 4th in the U.S. is equated with independence. But Burma's Rohingya people are suffering governmental oppression, similar to what America's founders had to escape. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development.
The government isn't just not stepping in. They are, in many ways, complicit with the suffering of these people.
You can help the Rohingya by praying, giving, or going.
Our team works so that these people can see God in action and know that He is engaged and cares about them.
And Independence Day in the United States is connected to freedom. It's not a huge leap to look at those who defend those freedoms. Since 2008, Faith Comes by Hearing has provided more than 300,000 military Bible sticks to this nation's soldiers. The small, portable digital device contains a dramatized recording of the New Testament and is distributed to troops through the chaplains. As you might expect, demand has outstripped supply. Want to help? We'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.